Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Secret tricks of iOS 11.
A new free crossword app.
What?
And turn your activity app on your Apple Watch into something only Wonder Woman could use.
It's time for the Halloween edition of iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Texture. Access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere with your smartphone or tablet. Try it free for 14 days at texture.com/twit. iOS Today time, Halloween edition. We look forward to it all year long. I'm Leo Laporte.
I am Megan Maroney.
A.K.A. Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide who I'm supposed to be. I have no idea.
The Mad Hatter, right?
It does have a price on my hat.
Yeah, you're the Mad Hatter.
So I think I might be the Mad Hatter.
But you're hiding the price because you don't want anyone to know.
Well, it's on the side as it should be. 10 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. this is iOS
today,
which means we cover the iPhone, the iPad, the Apple Watch, and the Apple TV. I'm excited. My Apple TV is going to be here someday.
Someday.
I ordered it many weeks ago, but I did get a shipping notice, so I think this week. And you lucky fella. Are getting yours, your iPhone X. You're getting yours on Friday.
I did. I used my all the weapons I have to order the iPhone X. I just woke up just like you did, and I just kept pressing the button over and over.
You did the iOS app?
I did. I had the iPad open, the iPhone open. I had a browser open in Safari and Chrome in the Apple Store. And then
maybe
I just
that was
pressing,
my mistake. I wasn't using pressing. Safari.
Well, you know, I am on a Sprint. I wonder if that's it. Because
that's
not
why.
That many people are on
Sprint. In fact,
Sprint.
As of a couple of days ago, you could still get one on Sprint for November 3rd. So I think that might happen.
Well, because people who are cheap like me and still on Sprint, they don't usually, you know,
buy expensive 256 gigabyte, $1,149 iPhones.
Apparently,
did you get? I feel whimsical for some reason. Did you get the Apple Care Plus at a whopping, what was it, $279?
I got no Apple Care Plus. I just got crossing my fingers.
I have a tip for everybody.
What's that?
Which we should save maybe, but not. Okay, we won't. Which is, you should check with your credit card company because some credit card companies offer, well, there's four kinds, and I actually put a link on my Twitter, but I'll bring it up. It's at creditcards.com. There's four kinds of buyer protection that not all credit cards offer, so you want to inquire with yours. But one is refund. One, all four. There's a good shot of my fingers. Mm. One is refund protection. They'll get you a refund. One is price protection, where they'll say if a lower price comes along, that's not going to happen with the iPhone, but you can get a deal. But the two you want to check into are extended warranty. Now, that would extend the warranty, double the warranty typically from 1 year to 2 years on the iPhone X. But the one you really want to look at is damage protection.
Mm.
Because some credit card companies will give you effectively the same protection that you get with Apple Care Plus, which is if you break the screen with a deductible, but usually a better deductible than Apple's. Apple's is $50 and you're limited, I think, to two a year. You'll have to look in the exact details. I may not have this right. So you should buy it with, if you can, buy it with a credit card that offers, there are some that offer all four.
Huh.
All four of those protections.
I'll check that.
And then you don't need to buy Apple Care Plus.
Good to know.
My thought. It's very expensive. They raised the price of it this year for the iPhone 10.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about iOS 11. I got a request from a viewer. Can you go through all of the iOS 11 features that I don't know about?
Tons of
them. That are hidden.
I don't know if we can cover them all.
No, we can't cover all of them, but we can cover some of the ones that we haven't talked about regularly already.
Good.
Some of the tricks that I, you know, that you, hey, I didn't know I could do that. So let's start with photos. There were a lot of photos, live photo tricks that I heard about, but then I haven't really used. So let's take a look. I can look at my live photos. Here's all my live photos there. Here's a little selfie I just took while we were ready to
Was it live?
Yeah.
It's How do we know it's live? Do you have to hold it?
Well, it says live there, and it was in the live folder.
But shouldn't it be moving?
Well, yes. If I touch it, it'll move.
There you go. Now we know it's scary.
Right. So that's
really scary.
It's a little scary. That's scary. That's the Wonder Woman of your nightmares. Yeah. So you scroll up a little bit, and then you have other features like looping, which is like the boomerang feature, or bounce, I guess, is like the boomerang feature. And this is my favorite, the long exposure. Then I think it looks a little better, don't you think?
Boo. That's combining all the frames, I guess, into
so,
one.
Yeah, you can...
But the loop is boomerang because it goes back... I mean, the loop bounces boomerang because it goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Loop just plays it over and over again. There is a tip on loop and bounce.
What are those tips?
If you want... You can't send a live photo to your Android friends because mm-hmm. they don't understand live photos. They just don't get it. It's an Apple thing. You just wouldn't understand. But if you do apply the loop or the bounce filter to a live photo... and send it. Apple will send it either as a video, an MP4, or as an MMS, or both. And it will play, the bounce or the loop, will play on your Android friends. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Instagram and other sites. If you want to upload a live photo to Twitter, turn it into a loop or a bounce. Loop is probably the one for most people. Bounce kind of gives you a special effect.
Yeah.
So that's a good tip.
I like the live photos when you're like preparing for a photo, like this one, because everybody is, you know, just...
it is fun because you can kind of, it just brings a little life into it. Yeah. That's your family?
That's my family all dressed up.
What is Marco? The devil?
He's a lawyer. or he's a devil. Or, you know, Annabella goes to school where he teaches. So he's sort of just reminding everyone that he's her dad.
And Annabella is a
devil.
A demon.
Yes, a demon. Yeah. And do you know what Huck is?
Huck is bouncing around. Yes, I do. He's slender. He's from Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like Slenderman, but...
Yeah, it's... I can't remember the name of it.
An Enderman.
He's
an Enderman.
Enderman. I did recognize that. And then, I don't know what Huck is. Is he a Christmas tree?
That's Milo. Huck is an Enderman. Milo is a Christmas tree, yes.
Hey, by the way... Really?
Yeah.
I guessed it. By the way, when you get your iPhone 10 on Friday, I want you to immediately do the twin test.
Okay, I will.
Because there's conflicting reports on the twin test. Some say... Mashable and others that twins and Apple warned twins might unlock their phone with Face ID of their sibling, identical twins, not just fraternal twins, no, but identical twins like your sons are. And then others said they weren't able to do that. So
I'll try. Yeah,
I think Milo and Huck look enough different because of their hairstyles, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see if Face ID is twin aware.
Twin aware.
But if you are an identical twin, you might. Try to use something other than Face ID.
So do you got a tip or should I go next?
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, it used to be that you had to download a different app to scan QR codes. Not anymore.
Not anymore. It's built in, huh?
So you can, you just shoot your camera at a QR code. So let's make a Twit QR code here. Twit.tv, and I'll create this QR code.
So you've created one. Now you're going to use your iPhone.
And then I will just...
You just launched the camera?
Mm-hmm. And look, did you see that? It opened up right away. And there it will open up Twit.tv.
So the camera just recognizes QR codes automatically.
You don't have to go into any QR mode or anything. And if you don't like it, you can go into the settings and turn it off. If for some reason you don't trust QR codes or, I don't know...
Careful of the glare on that.
Oh, there we go. So you can go into the general camera settings. Where are the camera settings? Let's search.
So one of your eyes should look at the screen and one of your eyes should look at the TV so that you know if you're glaring. Can you do that? Do you have that skill?
Oh, I don't see
the two-eyed skill.
I don't see my...
No, that's
I don't see...
That's okay. A one-eyed.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
So you can turn it off if you want to.
Nice. Actually, that's my tip. Anytime you get a new update to your OS is to go right into settings and start playing with it. And the one that you may not play with but actually has some really useful stuff is accessibility. It's under general. If you go to accessibility, there are lots of things you can mess with. Now, some of these have been there for a while, and some are new with iOS 11. For instance, Siri, I really like this. If you're not the kind of person that wants to talk to Siri, you know, when you press the button, Siri, go away.
Did I do something wrong?
Okay. If you're one of those people, but what you'd like to do is sometimes press the button and type to Siri. Here's the setting. Inaccessibility under Siri, type to Siri. And we can turn this always on or hands-free only for voice feedback. Now let's try it, okay? Let's go out of this. Now notice I have a keyboard down here, a place I can type instead of, and of course because I have an attached keyboard, it's not going to, if I detach my keyboard, you'll get the on-screen keyboard. So that's handy. You can still dictate to Siri, but type to Siri for people who want.
This is great if you don't want the people.
You want privacy, right?
Or if you have, you know, some speech challenges, it's great.
Well, that's why it's inaccessibility, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that's the point, is that you don't have to have a disability to use accessibility. It can be useful for a lot of things. Shake to undo. I actually do have a disability. I have hearing aids. And if you have MiFi or MFI hearing aids, made for iPhone hearing aids, that's where you'll also go to pair to the hearing aids and to get some control into the hearing aids, which is actually great. I can, for instance, this is for if you turn on hearing aid compatibility and phone noise cancellation cannot both be enabled, so you enable one or the other. But if you go into the hearing aids, you can have the audio routed to the hearing aids, which is a great way to surreptitiously listen to books or music while people think you're paying attention to them.
Are you doing that right now?
Might be. It's really good for World Series baseball games. You want to listen to the ball game?
Like while you're in church.
While you're in church? Mm-hmm. No problem. Just get some hearing aids. And then turn on audio routing, which is very handy. So definitely, you know, my overall tip is go through all of these settings because they will. That's really the first place you'll notice new stuff in a new operating system. And don't ignore accessibility. That's really, really handy.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is, I have to say, one of my favorite features of iOS 11, and that is sent with Echo in messages. You know, we've have all those features like sent with fireworks or sent with flames or balloons.
Love
sent
that.
With Echo is a new one. So
oh, I just got one from somebody.
From me.
From you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to show you how I send it? You can show my screen.
Yeah.
So I type in, can you hear me now? And then I hold that down, and then these are screen effects. See that? And then I just send it, and then Leo's going to get that.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
It's wonderful.
Let me replay it over here so you can see what the recipient gets. By the way, you forgot your sword, and you're wondering if you have time to go home and get it. Yes, you do.
Well, I did have time, but
no,
I
didn't
have
get
the metal
it?
Sword, but not the plastic sword that goes
I have
my
swords
bed.
Galore. Hmm. Okay, let's watch. Let's replay.
Okay, replay it.
Hello. Wow, that was really a great replay. What?
Why didn't it replay?
There it is. Can you hear me replayed? Yeah. So I like the replay feature.
And you can also do this with emoji, too. So I'll do that.
The hello didn't echo for some reason. Maybe it's too. It's got a replay on it. I don't know why. That is so annoying.
Is it?
Struggle bus. You said, oh, you can even do it with emojis?
Yep. Or photos or whatever. Mm-hmm.
God, is that annoying?
Is it? I think it's fun.
Well, I'm gonna do it now. I'm gonna do it now to everybody. Look at here's a replay of the struggle bus. Jeez.
You can also do sent with spotlight. Have you seen that? Okay, say
sent with spot. I like these Skim stickers. I'm getting them right now. They're free.
Screen effects. Here's sent with spotlight. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, show Leo's screen because he'll get
wait
it.
Wait a minute. Okay. What the heck? Yeah.
And
of course, these only work with other people using iOS.
That's the point, right?
Do they have to have iOS 11?
No. Well, actually, yes. I think it just says sent with Echo if they don't have iOS 11.
Now, when we get the iPhone 10, when you get the iPhone 10, because I'm not going to have mine for a while, but when you get the iPhone 10, of course, you can do the Animoji effect, and that will be sent to anybody.
Oh, and they'll be able to get it.
And they'll be able to get you as a poop animated saying, can I go home and get my sword?
Yes. I wanted the sword to behind my back, you know, like Wonder Woman, and then be able to pull it out.
I have mine left over from my Deadpool costume last year.
Oh.
Notice that after wearing that somewhat revealing costume, I've decided to go unrevealed in a heavy coat. Oh, for those of you listening at home.
We're in costume.
We're in costume. I think Megan is Wonder Woman.
You think?
Did you make that little headpiece yourself out of felt?
I actually ordered this on Etsy.
It looks like somebody made it with felt.
Yeah.
That's just cute.
Etsy is.
And then the costume itself.
I bought at the costume store. But these had to come separately. And I've got these boot cover things that I'm not going to show. Because.
Oh, look. She's got very red, white, and blue boots.
There you go. I can kick you if you
that's
say anything.
Good. It's like, it reminds me, I don't know why, of the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wizard of Oz. Like, your boots are just going to curl up. I am dressed, well, I thought at first it was Mayor McCheese, but now I realize because there's a price tag on my hat, as I am the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
But then is that a clown bow or does that go with it?
It might be a mixed outfit. You know, it's just something I found in my closet. And you know I like costumes. I have lots of them. And some, you know, maybe the hat doesn't even go with the rest of it. But did you see my vest? I have a lovely vest.
Is it a Scotty vest who is a sponsor?
Yes, it's a... No, it's not. I don't think Scott makes them like this.
Oh, that is a nice vest.
Yeah, it's very pearlescent. It's nice. I really feel like the mayor of something. Look, Wonder Woman's laughing at me. Wonder Woman.
All right, moving on. Have you noticed that when you download apps, now iTunes is constantly asking for reviews of said apps?
Well, you can turn that off.
Yeah.
I hate that. Where's that done?
It's in the settings.
Yep.
In app ratings and reviews. So it's nice to help developers and other users know what you think. But if you don't want to be bugged all the time and you just want to do it on your own, you can turn that off. So that's in iTunes and app stores.
This is something Effin Dunn said he really liked, and I agree. Whoa.
Monocle accident.
Inadvertent monocle pop. Hogan! You got to work on your monocle eye muscles. Turns out you have them. This is actually really useful. So when you're in the notifications, and of course notifications changed a lot in iOS 11, but if you swipe over to your little widgets, and when you get iOS 11 or a new app, you should look at all the widgets. It'll tell you at the bottom new widgets available, and I'll show you how to add them in a second. But I love the battery widget. So that shows me that I don't know why it's not seeing my pencil. Usually my pencil will show up there too. If I plug it in, it'll probably show up.
Not paired.
Yeah, it mustn't be paired, which is weird because it always has been in the past. So you'll see your pencil. You'll see. And if you have AirPods, those should show up there as well. There we go. There's the pencil. Oh, that's why it was so low. And the AirPods will show up. I think they'll show up there. Maybe not. But yeah, my pencil is at 10%.
It might be paired to your phone instead.
It just woke up and said hello. And when you get new apps, you should always check the widgets to see if there's new ones. And then you can decide what you want to add to the widgets. As you can see, I keep my widgets pretty simple. Weather, calendar, reminders. I put the Google Assistant in there, even though I never use it. But I feel like at least it's somewhat to hand, right? I can just swipe over in the notifications. And I always like having batteries in there. So check out the... Files now has, you know, the new Files app has, I don't know what, let's see what we get with Files. Oh, yeah, you can see recently opened files from the Files app. Actually, that's really handy. You might want to turn that on. If you use Files, which I do, you can see stuff that you've recently accessed. I use Files a lot to read PDFs, as you can see. So flight information, which comes in a PDF. But, you know, there's a speech I wrote 5 years ago for Henry's graduation. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Son, I know. What are you? Kevin really likes the monocle pop.
He does. All right. So let's say you didn't spring for the big iPad or iPhone and you run out of storage regularly. You want to get rid of some big attachments. The worst place for big attachments, in my opinion, is messages. people are always sending you pictures.
No
of like
attachments.
Yeah, or just like pick. Well, I do that all the time. Like, you know, Marco, is this the kind of milk you like, or is it this kind of the milk you
yeah,
like?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I do. Sure, yeah, all the time. In fact, or to prove, like, I had to skip training yesterday because I had to go to DMV, but I felt like when I texted my trainer that I couldn't come, he might not believe me. He might think I was in bed. So I texted him a selfie of me at DMV so he'd know I wasn't lying. I took that earlier.
The problem with, if you're wondering, if you're just listening and you're wondering why Leo's voice sounds a little bit angry, it's like I think that when you squeeze your monocle.
It makes you angry to squeeze a monocle?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do I sound angry?
A little. You have just.
I'm mad.
You have kind of a squinch.
As opposed
there,
to the happy.
All right,
happy
so let's
face.
Let me show you one good way to clean up your storage. Go into your settings.
Do I sound happy now?
Now you do. Wait till we clean out your storage. Then go into iPad storage. I'm on my iPad or iPhone storage.
I really love
and
this.
And then I can save up to 565.4 megabytes. So I can.
That's not much, but it's better than nothing.
It is. So I'm going to review my large attachments. And look at this video that's 31.7 megabytes, or this picture. I can just delete all of these. I don't need this. I don't know what that is, and I'm going to delete it. So all I do is delete.
Boy, that is enough. To be able to review your large attachments on your iPad is fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm going to delete that picture of the dog. You just go through and delete them all.
That's sure under iPad storage.
Yeah, there's a PDF.
I don't save as much as I'd like to. My large attachment's only 116 megabytes. Mm-hmm.
I know I have that picture.
I want it to be more.
Yeah.
I need bigger attachments. Mm-hmm. You have the 256, I presume.
The iPhone?
iPad.
iPad, yeah.
Yeah, as do I.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm now just ordering 256 all across the board. It's really nice to have all that space. And if you, you know, so maybe you're wondering if you're thinking about buying a new iPhone, for instance, should I get 256? You know, I would say yes, especially because of these new high-quality video formats and so forth. It's nice to have that extra space, not to worry. Although, as you can see, I have plenty left.
Well, I think if you're going to live your best life, you got to have enough storage.
Look, I have 17 gigabytes of photos. That might have worried me in the past.
Right.
But now I have lots of room left. So
well, think about how much time your time is worth if you're sitting there going, got to delete all this. You lose photos.
I have 11 gigabytes of Netflix movies because now that you can download Netflix, it's really nice to be able to put them on your iPad and be able to. But you offload Apple. This before you had to delete the app to get rid of the data, but you can offload app, which will free up storage used by the app, but keep its documents and data. Oh, that's the other way around. That takes the app away, but leaves the data. That's interesting.
Right. So
offload app. Okay.
It's interesting because on the iPhone, you can offload apps. Let me see. There's my glare. General iPhone storage. And it'll let me offload unused apps right there. But on the iPad,
it keeps track. It does. It keeps track of what you're using.
Yeah.
But
how come it doesn't? Oh, it recommends this. This is a recommendation.
It's a hint. It's a tip.
Okay, so you can do it. Yeah. Here we go. Do you have any other secrets?
Well, there's many, many more. I'm sure I could come up with more. I just. Let me think if there's anything off the top of my head that I hadn't thought of. Well, you do know that you can customize the controls in your control center.
I like to add screen recording.
The control center is, of course, this. You know, now we have this dock, and then you swipe up, and you're going to get this control center on the right here. And you can actually change what's there. I think that's actually a pretty good tip because this is much like the changing the widgets in your notification center. You can delete stuff you don't use. But for instance, having a button for the Apple TV remote is really handy because you don't have to find the app. You can get right to the Apple TV remote. And then you can decide. You use screen recording, huh?
I do.
So let me show you how you add it. The other value to this is you can see what the icons mean because, to be honest, the control center icons are kind of hard to figure out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are.
That's screen recording with a dot.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. What?
What's the ear? Is that your headphones?
Yeah, that's the hearing aids. Hmm. So that's screen recording. You may not, that may not be immediately obvious. There's one more thing as long as we're in the control panel. Don't forget, you can hold down any control panel button. This is not a force touch requirement. I'm doing it on my iPad to get more here. So I can choose an Apple TV, for instance. So you can pop. Actually, this allows me to have the menu, the remote for the Apple TV, just pop right up, which I think is really great as a control on the screen. Very handy. There's weird things though. Like for instance, if you want to switch to your AirPods, it's not immediately obvious. Up here in the music on the right, see that's pulsing? You hold that down. Now, I'm not playing music right now. Let's go back to that. I'm not playing music right now, but the switch to speaker or whatever is up here in this little, and I guess that's why they pulse it, so that you know that you have that as an option. Even if you're not playing music, this is where you would choose other things to listen to. Right now, because I don't have the AirPods open, I only see my headphones jack. But if I open the AirPods and then I do the same thing, I'll get a choice. So now I can choose the other device. Ah, I can even play it to my just finally saw the Apple TV, so I could play it to the Apple TV. So that isn't immediately obvious. That's kind of a little hidden. So it's probably a good idea. Remember we were talking about how you could turn off Wi-Fi? You know, probably a good idea to force touch some of these to see what you can do. Not all of them do something. Here's for notes, new checklist, new photo, new sketch. In a way, I almost wish I could get to this control panel faster. You know, I mean, it's a little bit...
Like swiping up is...
Yeah, well, you have to... First of all, you have to be on the home screen. Mm-hmm. You can't be in an app. And then you swipe up like that. I guess, I don't know.
I think you can be in an app.
Can you do that in an app?
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm. You can be in an app.
Okay.
And then, swipe from the bottom. And then
yeah, all right, good. Okay. That's good to know. So that's actually really great. So, for instance, you're in your Netflix app.
Watching your Stranger Things.
And maybe you want to change where the audio is coming out, for instance, right? So you would slide this up and then slide it up again, and then you could do that.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You can just do the one long slide. You don't have to do two slides.
Oh, that's a good tip. Let's do that again. So I just continue to slide. Yeah. Oh, now this is really kind of useful.
The long slide.
So the long slide's always available to you, even mm-hmm. if you're in a full screen app like Netflix. That's very handy. I like that. As you can see, I'm rewatching it.
You mean first season?
Yeah, second season.
You already watched the second season? You binged?
No, well, we binged, I think, four episodes.
And then you're rewatching?
But there's a lot happening, and I'm trying to understand it better.
Okay, no.
And I wanted to watch it in high dynamic range in my other TV, so I went back and I started watching it again, and it looks beautiful. If you've got an HDR TV on 4K, it really looks lovely. And, of course, if you've got the new Apple TV.
Well, I said I wanted to watch the season finale because I had forgotten what happened, and my kids said no.
They did a good recap at the beginning.
They did?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
How do you get to the recap? No, it just
launched right into it?
Yeah.
Maybe that was only on the Roku?
I don't know.
I watched it on the Roku.
I watch it on my Google TV, but I'll have to go back. But my kids were like, no, you're old. You should remember it wasn't that long ago. So
I always need to watch the last episode.
But it's so good. So good. I've only watched the first episode of this.
I think it's very good again. Yes. I think it's hard. Sophomore slump and all. Mm-hmm. But I think they've got a second
Some critics
season.
Didn't like it, but this critic loves it so far.
You could skip the recaps, says Aunt Pruitt.
Maybe my kids skipped the recap even.
But they did.
They were challenging your mind. Because they were mad because it took us until like Sunday night to watch.
I'd be mad too. Yeah.
Before we move on and thank our sponsor, I want to... We got to talk about this engineer from Apple that got fired for letting his daughter videotape.
Dope.
I see this as the truer love.
He sacrificed his job to make his daughter's YouTube career.
Wouldn't you do that for your daughter?
Well, it's a mixed blessing because, his daughter now has many hits on her YouTube account, but she doesn't have any breakfast.
She's an adult, first of all. That's her husband.
She's an adult?
That is her husband. Yeah, she's like 24, 25.
Oh, so dad doesn't have breakfast now.
Yeah, exactly. She's got to earn. Well, so first,
so here's what happens. Okay. So the iPhone, and this may be an exculpating fact. The iPhone 10 was, once it was pre-orderable, Apple said to all the people who had iPhone 10s, and many, many, many did at Apple, you can use it now. You don't have to hide it anymore. So this engineer was carrying it around, was showing it to people, as many Apple engineers have. And maybe he thought, well, that means that I can let my daughter do a review. But Apple, this year especially, has been extremely, and we're going to talk about this on Mac Break Weekly, but they have been very strategically letting people review it in interesting and, I think, manipulative ways. Who gets it, for how long, when, has been a big part of Apple's launch of the iPhone X. And so I think this was a particularly sensitive topic. And he did violate a rule that he probably knew, which is you're not allowed to tape anything in the Apple cafeteria. That's where she taped part of it. He was in the video. She was. It's conceivable he thought, well, now that everybody can see we have an iPhone 10, what's wrong with this? Not knowing, as he shouldn't. He was an engineer who worked on the radios. Why would he know that marketing had this very elaborate strategy? We're going to give this to them for 4 seconds, this to him for 5 days, this to her for 1 hour.
And
this,
none to us.
And none to, well, that sounds like a petty thing if I say that. So I don't care, because we always buy our stuff and we don't do any special relationship with any company. But though there are many who do. And of course, if you're a blogger, being able to get the first iPhone 10 review out, as Stephen Levy did in Wired, he was the one who, apparently Apple said, you can do it one day before everybody else.
Well, the YouTubers same day, right? This was all yesterday.
No. Stephen's came out earlier. It came out on Monday.
But the YouTubers also came out yesterday.
He had a 24-hour jump, or maybe Sunday. He had a 24-hour jump, and then other reviews started coming out. They invited some people in to, like, high snobiety into briefings that they could then tape a review at the briefing, which is not a review. There's high snobiety. But as you can see, the entire video, it takes place in a briefing from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Then some people, like Matthew Panzerino at TechCrunch, very few, got it for a week, like Stephen Levy had it for a week. So I believe Stephen got to release his review first. Mm-hmm. And then 12 or 24 hours later, because companies will do this. It's called an embargo. They say, we'll give you the phone, but you can't publish your review until midnight on Sunday, for instance. And so, of course, if Stephen had it for a week, he was able to write a full review of it and release it before anyone else. That's a big plus for Stephen. And this isn't the first time, by the way. Stephen's a good friend. I love Stephen. He got an advance look at the Apple campus before anybody else as well.
He reviewed the first iPhone too.
Well, but as John Gruber, who did not get a review unit until today, mm-hmm. pointed out, Ed Begg, who also was, there were four people who got the first iPhone: David Pogue, Ed Begg, Walt Mossberg, and Stephen Levy. Walt's retired, mm-hmm. but the other two are not. Apple did not seed them. They seeded Stephen Levy. The excuse was, well, you're, and Stephen even mentioned this in his article, well, you're one of the original, but the others didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can't, if you're Ed Begg or David Pogue, you can't whine about this, because people will say you're just a whiner.
Well, I mean, that's what I say about John Gruber. I mean, I don't mean to be rude. It wasn't just that he was a whiner, because he sort of mocked the people that did have it. So,
well, there were he mentioned high snobiety in a YouTuber fashion magazine that had very few followers. I think I understand John's miffed. Because he's been carrying Apple's water for a good long time. He, along with Matthew Panzerina and Ina Fried, was invited to that special briefing where Apple apologized about the iMac. So he's been part of that inner circle. Ina Fried and Matthew Panzerino did get iPhone 10s and had a week to review them. They were the long reviewers. And Gruber did not. So I understand how miffed he is, but it's my suspicion that he didn't get it because he had the temerity to say he didn't like the notch.
I don't know.
How dare he?
I think you're going into a lot of conspiracy theories about what. But I mean,
but remember, this is in Apple's interest.
Right.
And Apple has the right to do this. I'm not denying they have the right to do this. And it is in their interest to seed people who are going to be positive. It's a little weird, and I've never seen a company do this ever, including Apple, to give some people longer reviewed terms than other people. So some people were only given 24 hours. For instance, Nilay Patel of The Verge, who has not always been kind to Apple, was given exactly 20. He was given it in advance and has his review out, but he was only given it for 24 hours and he had to give it back. That is not good policy because he doesn't have time to do a real review. It does a disservice. And I don't care about these individuals. What I care about is you, the readers and listeners, who have a right to hear the pros and cons from somebody who's had time with the product. If Apple is only going to give certain people time with the product who will be positive and deny other people who might be negative any access to the product, that's Apple manipulating the media. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm not saying it's wrong even. I'm just saying you should understand that. And the good news is I think most people are not reading these reviews and deciding on the spot, oh, it's time to buy it or time not to buy it. But remember, Google, which had, kind of just let it out, right, has had a lot of bad reviews about burn-in, things you might not notice in a one-day review. Mm-hmm. And so perhaps the moral of this story is Google should better manage its reviews. I don't think so. But, our policy has always been we buy them. We don't get review units. We don't get advanced units. We don't get pre-production units. We get units just like the unit you would buy at the time you would buy it. Because we're not, we don't. If you're The Verge or Gizmodo or Engadget, you want to be there with the first review. You want to have the first access to that product. And that's very valuable to you in terms of links. So there's a real economic incentive. We don't care about that. We want you to have a good, solid review based on usage.
We are very lucky. Like, I consider myself very lucky because we are in this position. Like, I never have to worry about what I say.
Most reviewers can't do this.
Yeah, so it's great. And that's why we also thank our sponsors who let us do this.
Yes.
And this is one of my favorite sponsors, Texture.
I'm a big fan of Texture.
I am a big fan of Texture,
and,
too.
And I talked to Texture the other day. You did, too.
Yes,
we were both on the phone call. Because they had new stuff they wanted to talk about. I feel like Texture is kind of what the iPad was made for. But it doesn't just have to be the iPad. They work on phones. They work on Android as well. The idea of Texture is it's 200-plus magazines. Oh, look. A Halloween treat. Share Texture with friends before midnight. Receive a $50 Amazon gift card.
What the?
What?
Share it with me.
I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do that.
I also already have it. So
this is 200 of, it's kind of Netflix for magazines is the easiest way to describe it. So you get all the magazines. I mean, like tons of magazines in categories like automotive. I mean, look, if just car magazines, there's 8 of them in business and finance. Many, many magazines, crafts and hobby, entertainment. And so, now, I admit, I am probably not going to buy or subscribe to the ABC Soaps magazine. But every once in a while, I just have to know what's going on with all my children. And I can, in secret, how is General Hospital doing these days? You see what I'm saying? I can read all those gossip magazines. And you know what? There's always good journalism. I don't subscribe to Rolling Stone. I used to. But I realized that I'm not reading it all the time. So this is beautiful. Look at this. Auto download on. I will get the new Rolling Stone issue whenever it comes out. Here's the obituary of Tom Petty. I really want to see that. And so I'm going to get that automatically. And I don't have to pay for the newsstand issue. I don't have to pay for a subscription. I don't have all that wasted paper. And by the way, it looks great on the iPad. This is their photo issue, so there's going to be a lot of pictures. Notice, by the way, it's everything that's on the newsstand issue, including the ads. You don't mind that. Here's some great stuff about Tom Petty. Now you say you can zoom in on it. You can read. Make it as big as you want. It's very easy to navigate. You just turn the pages, and when we get to the photo issue, these are classic photos. You zoom in on them, you'll see they're much higher quality than they would be on a printed magazine, right? There's the famous John Lennon, Yoko Ono photo, Garcia, Janis. It's Bob Dylan. These are classic, and you're getting better quality than you would get in the print because they don't have to screen it.
I don't think I needed to see Bob Dylan's fingernail. But...
Well, he's playing the guitar with them. Come on.
You can share, too. Like, I can send you this article. I just texted
Love
you.
Love that. Love that. Isn't that great?
About Leslie Look, Berlin. Yeah, isn't that there great? You got it. And you can just open it right
So up. Having, by the way, you can have five people in your family can all share one account. Or if you're like me and you have many devices, you could put it on many devices. Over 200 premium magazines. You don't have to carry them around. You don't have to clutter your coffee table. You always have your favorite magazines, not just the newsstand, but also back issues, plus features that you wouldn't get in a print magazine, like video. The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, Wired Magazine. And right now you can try it for free. Now, how much would you pay? Go to texture.com/twit. If you choose to continue, you get Texture for $9.99 a month. That's 30% off the listed price. So you get a very good deal at $10 a month for all those magazines and a free trial. Ooh, and this is a great gift. This mom is going to love it when I send her Texture. She is going to love it. All the magazines, even some that you would like to, well, I maybe not subscribe to, but I love reading it. I love it. And when I'm on an airplane and I have that, that's awesome. Texture.com/twit. Start your free trial today. Get a discount when you sign up and some great holiday gift options. Texture.com/twit. Look at this picture of Bette. Oh, I love that. That's very famous. These are all classic Annie Leibovitz, Rolling Stone pictures and others. That's Brian Wilson. Annie Leibovitz, Keith Richards. He's not dead. He's still not dead.
Still not dead.
He might look dead. He's not. Texture.com/twit.
Are we done talking about the iPhone X review?
I'm sorry. Did I go off on a tangent? I did.
No,
I apologize.
We don't agree on everything. I think what John Gruber wrote on Daring Fireball.
You thought it was whiny.
I thought it was whiny. Like, but he made fun of the nephew. It was sort of like, it sounded old man-ish. Like, yeah. Well, you won't, you know.
People accuse me of the same thing when I mention that I don't get invited to Apple events. But actually, it doesn't bother me. I don't want a special access. And it's the same with every company. And I turn down special access all the time from companies. Because here's my problem. If I'm friends with the company, friends with the founders, friends with the marketers, I am the kind of person, I don't want to offend, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I might just a little bit hold back, a little bit. And I think, you know, for me, it's better for me not to have any relationship at all with them so I can be brutally honest. I want to be as much like a regular user as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, admittedly, I get to buy everything, but we still buy it and it still hurts. You saw my face when you said, remember we were at dinner and you said, can I buy the new iPhone? And I went.
You said, I don't know. Do you not? You don't really need it. And Lisa said, she needs it.
Well, all I'm thinking is $1,149 plus tax.
Plus, you also just bought me the Series 3 Apple Watch, which.
But we need to have those. Yes. And I think that, tooting our own horn here, we do a better job of reviewing because we buy them and because we use them.
We're not, yeah.
We're just, you don't, I'll tell you what really bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
All these 24-hour reviews. Because people are so anxious to
That's
publish
a first
their review.
Look. That's not a review.
You can't say it's a review, and it's barely a review. And really, there's questions about the iPhone X that only long-term use will tell us about. For instance, how well Face ID works in all conditions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a day-to-day thing that you just say, this is the best thing ever? It may be. And notice, by the way, some said it was, and some said it isn't.
Yeah.
So that's going to be happen when you only have a day or less. Some people had 5 minutes. I've never seen a company do this kind of differential thing, and that's probably what angered John. John's been an Apple insider forever. Welcome to the outside, John.
Well, and, you know, Renee Ritchie said, you know, he's not even allowed to say whether he got it or not, too. Like, that's the other thing, because I asked him a couple weeks ago,
right,
you know, and he's like, I was like, even if you got it, would you be able to say?
No, that's always the case. So you sign an NDA. So he's had it for a week. You sign an NDA, and you're embargoed, that's the word they use, to talk about it, to review it, to even admit you have it until a certain time. Mm-hmm. In this case, I think it was midnight today because all the reviews piled out today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for those people, and that's the weird thing, is that people got different agreements. So for those people, Matthew Panzerino, Ina Fried,
Nicole Nguyen from BuzzFeed.
Nicole Nguyen from
BuzzFeed.
She had
it a week.
Those people had it a week. And Renee Ritchie had it a week. Couldn't say they had it. Publish their review at noon. And at that point, they could say, I've had it a week. Mm-hmm. In fact, you want them to say that. You want to know that because you want to know. Because that's going to tell. So Neelai Patel has only had it for a day versus Renee Ritchie, who's had it for a week. Though you need to know that as a consumer. That's my only gripe, is that consumers need the best information. They're going to spend a lot of money on these products, and they need the best possible information. And among the things you need to know, and I would suggest you check, is how long the reviewer's had it, whether the reviewer has a cozy relationship with Apple, whether they went for a briefing. It's hard, maybe not just for me, but it's certainly hard for me, if I'm best friends with Eddie Q, to say anything bad about Apple, right? But I'm not. I don't think Eddie even knows who I am.
Jason Snell had it too. We're going to talk to
someone. Did Jason have it? I thought he didn't have it.
I think he wrote a review.
Oh, okay.
If he had a review. I mean, he says he
Renee only had it a day. Okay. So Renee was not one of the few that had it for a week.
But Jason said he definitely watched Wonder Woman, 5 minutes of Wonder Woman on the 8 and the 10, and
right,
said there was no comparison. So he had it, but he didn't specify how long
it
had.
This is another thing that bugs me. And we saw the same thing with the iPhone 8 and its Qi charging, its wireless charging. A lot of Apple-only reviewers have never used an OLED screen before, or they've never used Qi charging before. Mm-hmm. And it's funny to see them go through. For instance, a lot of people complain that the iPhone and the charging, John Gruber complained, it doesn't stay on the thing. If you get vibrations in your text messages, it falls off. Well, those of us have been using wireless charging for more than a few years have all solved that problem with, as I mentioned before, easel stands and so forth. They'll let you know about that in a few months. And frankly, I've been using the Note 8 and the Galaxy S8 for a long, long time. And so I know a little bit about OLED screens. And so what I'll be comparing the iPhone 10 to is not the previous iPhone. What I'll be very interested in, is it going to be, it's a Samsung display, but Apple tweaked it to their own specifications. They designed it. So it'll be very interesting to compare this to a Note 8. And I think you want reviewers that know both sides of the fence so that you can get a good decision. Unless you say, well, I don't care. My only choice is iPhone 8 versus iPhone 10, mm-hmm, which case there's other things to talk about.
Right.
For one, the iPhone 10 doesn't give you as much real estate as the iPhone 8 Plus.
It doesn't.
So it's
give
a bigger screen, right? But because of the notch and and there's no home button, but they have to put controls at the bottom, you actually have more usable real estate on the smaller screen on the iPhone 8 Plus. Neelai Patel noted this. Oh. Now, I can't say that from firsthand experience.
Yeah, that's what Harry McCracken said, too, because I thought that the phone itself was slightly smaller.
It's smaller. The screen is slightly bigger. This is a 5.5-inch screen in the iPhone 8 Plus, and it's a 5.8-inch screen on the iPhone 10. But remember, the iPhone 10 loses some of that real estate thanks to the notch and controls on the bottom. And so both Neelai and Harry say, yeah, don't get the iPhone 10 because you think you're getting a bigger screen. The usable area is actually smaller than a Plus model.
Okay, good to know.
Wouldn't have known that, right?
Mm-hmm. So have you heard of the side screen smudge on the Series 3 Apple
Watch? Yeah, and I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it either. It's I can't really quite. So it's like if you, like there's sort of burn-in on the side. Is that what it's?
Well,
like
I've
that?
Had this Apple Watch since the beginning. I ordered mine day one and got it very quickly. And there's no burn-in as far as I can tell. I'm not sure.
Is it that's just the lights reflecting it on the sides, right? Like,
Yeah, there's a light. I take it off, but then I can't really use it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a smudge, but
I don't know about
now,
that.
Now, see, this is the problem with people talking about screen defects.
Yeah, now you see it.
Then you start to see it. I don't see a smudge.
I don't see a side smudge either. Display edge stripe markings.
No. I will say I don't have it. That doesn't mean some don't. Some do. You know, these screens, you know, you have issues. If you see that, I think you should take it to Apple. Now, of course, then it's up to Apple whether they want to stand behind it or not.
Right.
May or may not.
So, and now, how much are you paying for the cellular a month?
$10 for T-Mobile. Did how much are you paying?
They gave me 3 months free,
yep,
on Sprint, and then
$10.
Yes.
Same thing.
$15, but a $5 discount if you do auto pay, which I already do.
So it's $10.
Yes. My experience with Sprint is every few months I just call up and say, how can I pay less?
Yeah. And they'll, most companies will do that.
Yes.
I think it's the same. Yeah. I can't remember how many free months. I think it's three. Might be longer, but it's, a number of free months.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's annoying because it frankly isn't, I don't think it's costing the phone companies anymore. They do give you a number. Mm-hmm. Even though you can't use it, there is a number dedicated to this. That's just the nature of how SIMs work. But are you using more data? No, I don't think so.
If you are streaming Apple Music.
Maybe, yeah. But does that count? That counts against your data. Same as it does. I mean, I'm not sure why they should get $10 more. But we, you know what? I predicted they would charge $10 more. Mm-hmm. And they did.
Yep. Not too late to buy the $80 Snapchat Halloween costume, even though today is Halloween and only if you're watching this live. Still $79.
For the hot dog?
Yeah, the Snapchat hot dog.
Boy, that's costume. A pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. I would say.
See, I feel like I like to wear costumes year-round.
Yeah.
So why not get it now? Maybe wait till tomorrow and see if it goes down.
Right. They had like a dozen of them at Target, and they look just like that, so... Plus, we're all going to be living in augmented reality soon enough, so why buy the costume?
I'm going to be an animated emoji. Mm-hmm. Aren't you?
Yes.
It's going to be so annoying for people who don't have iPhone 10s
to just get them.
Their special friends are going to send them these animated emojis, and you're going to go...
Well, one of the things that I thought about, the YouTubers that got a look at the iPhone 10. I mean, the young people are our future, and I think that's part of what Apple's doing, too. They want to appeal to young people. All the young people I've talked to, even when I said I got the iPhone 8, they were like, oh, is that the one that costs $1,000 for an animated emoji? So, like, there is that.
They're attitude. Very aware of it, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah. So, are you ready to read some emails?
Yes. Let's
this
check
one
the email bag.
From in the bag today, Trenton, who wrote in to say, I heard you talking about the Grand Pad, and for someone who is a little more tech savvy and on Verizon, you might want to consider Verizon Tech Coach. I work as a tech coach, and with a Samsung device, we can remote into their device to give them assistance and teach them how to use their phone. It's a great option for someone who might be insulted by something like the Grand Pad.
Grand Pad was a tablet designed for grandparents mm-hmm. or elders.
And it just had big buttons that you just pressed, and you couldn't do a lot. It can protect people who are uncomfortable.
That was for the people who are the least comfortable and don't mind it. And I think that's wonderful. And Apple has a similar, or used to. I think they stopped doing it, one-to-one service. I love it that Verizon has that support. So that's mm-hmm. great. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's another way to do it. If somebody doesn't need something really simple, they can get a tech coach and get some help. Google started doing that. Remember with the, I don't know if they still do it, but they used to, where you'd have a little screen with like a Skype, but it wouldn't be a Skype. Oh. And you could ask for help on your Google phone, and they would pop up there, and they'd walk you through stuff, and they could do stuff. It's kind of cool.
Ed Riley wrote in last week. We talked about Boomerang for Gmail. It was something that could help you organize email. And he said, I have a question about Boomerang and related email apps. The iOS version is certainly more tempting than the Android version, but my concern with any of these intelligent email apps is that they get to see all the email on our servers. I can reconcile with Google and Microsoft seeing my mail. I actually trust them to be secure and to behave, but I am wary of using any of these other apps without knowing how secure they are. Are you concerned about how these smart email apps access your mail?
You're absolutely right to be concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I read the privacy policy. We talked about that with Denise Howell.
Let me point to an actual example. Remember Unroll Me? Mm-hmm. And we found out that they were just, I don't know if this was included in their privacy policy, if they changed it or what, but they were selling information to third parties. Mm-hmm.
They were selling specific information.
About you.
Yeah.
Unroll Me was a useful tool, which I immediately deleted from my Gmail, that would go automatically unsubscribe you from mailing lists or roll them up and give you a digest. It was a very useful tool, but like Boomerang and other services, you had to give them full access to read and process your Gmail, and they misused that. So you should be worried. Absolutely.
Yeah, so read the privacy policy. They say how they handle information. They collect the name and the domain from which you access the internet, which browser you use, the date, your email address. They say email address headers, message bodies are not stored for messages you choose to boomerang or send later.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. As long as they don't store that stuff, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so does not store, does that mean not search?
Well, they might keep... No, they search it. They just don't... They throw it away then.
Yeah.
They need to search it to do their job, right?
I guess. Aggregate information is also collected for statistical purposes.
There you go.
They may use software programs, but it doesn't say... I think if they were then to have this privacy policy and then sell, I think they would get in a bit of trouble.
Okay.
What?
How much trouble?
Oh, I mean, people probably wouldn't use
trouble?
It anymore.
How much trouble, really?
I mean, you know...
I mean, everybody unroll me.
Well, no, they didn't. I mean, I heard from someone just recently, like, have you heard of this? This is a great app, so...
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Always easier to ask forgiveness than ask permission. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of these companies are... there's so much value in the data they can mine from this Gmail. It's very hard for them, especially if they're a startup... And they get a cash crunch to turn down these offers for your information. So be very wary. Another kind of clue to all this is when you sign up for Google's Advanced Protection, which is for people who really want super secure. It's actually, I had it and I turned it off because it was too secure. It was too inconvenient. But you have to have two special keys and so forth. One of the things Google does is they turn off all third-party applications like Boomerang, like Unroll Me. That's Google sees that as a potential security risk. Maybe you'd sign up for one, you know, called Russian Spam Fighter, and it will keep all Russian spam out of your email. But who knows what Russian do? So this is a free service Google offers. You do have to buy if you don't already own FIDO UTF devices, like a YubiKey and a Bluetooth one if you're going to use iOS. But it is very, it's the kind of thing that probably if you're the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, you should be using. Because even if you have a weak pass code, this will still protect you. It's very, very good. But you see that limited data, limited access to trusted apps. It really turned, and what that's one of the main reasons I turned it off is a lot of the third-party stuff I use doesn't work. For instance, you can't on your iPhone use or iPad use Apple Mail to get Gmail anymore. You have to use a Google app. In fact, you have to use all Google apps for calendars, address book. You can't use Apple's apps. And I really like being able to use my Apple calendar, for instance, and syncing it to my Google calendar. That's very useful to me.
Yeah, privacy versus convenience.
It's always a trade-off.
Yep,
yeah,
it is. I like Boomerang. So, yeah.
You just have to decide for yourself.
It.
Yeah. She trusts them.
I do. all right, so here's a question. The answer might be no, but I'm hoping that you have an answer. Greg writes, I'm a fan of you guys. I watch most of your shows. Which ones don't you watch, Greg? That's what I'm curious about. I have a 2017 iPad and an iPhone SE, both running iOS 11. I would like to control my iPad with the iPhone using Wi-Fi and or LTE. I was able to do this with the original iPad and an iPhone 3G years ago, but I can't recall how. So he wants to control his iPad with his iPhone.
Yeah.
Can you?
Sure.
How?
Remote access. Oh. But I don't know if Apple builds it in. I think you have to find a third party. Oh, there you go.
Well, that's Keynote.
That's a kind of a simple way to do it. If you've got a Keynote, you can use your iPhone or even an iPod Touch as a remote control that's advanced slides.
But
a lot of people
Keynote,
want to do that.
But not in anything else.
But that's just for Keynote.
Yeah.
I don't think Apple has a remote
access,
but there are many remote access programs that will let you access. Actually, it goes both directions. You could have a Windows PC on your iPad screen using remote access, or you could have your iPad screen, I think, on an iPhone.
Like Chrome remote desktop, but that's probably for desktop.
That lets you use a Chromebook on your iPad, which is very handy. So I'm not sure. Truthfully, I don't do this, but I'm not sure even why you'd want to do that. But let's ask our viewers, especially in the chat room, because how would you, if you wanted to have your iPad screen on your iPhone, which would be, you know, challenging. You'd have to either make it really small or you'd have to move around on it. But let's say you wanted to do that. How could you remote access your iPad from your iPhone. What's the best way to do that? I don't know of a way to do that,
but I know that
there are ways to do that. It's just, you know, remote access is the technology you're looking for.
Yeah, you can use it with a Chrome. Does,
and I don't think Apple offers anything.
No, probably not.
R-E-M-O-T-E.
So, yeah, I guess we just, maybe we need to test some of these apps next week.
There's TeamViewer and Go to My PC and VNC. But what we want to do is a little different, LogMeIn. These are for accessing your desktop computer from your iPad. But what we want to do is access your iPad from your iPhone.
Yeah, I'm also interested in why he would want to do this besides, like, yeah, I don't know.
How about this? iRemote desktop. iPad and iPhone. I think most of these let you use your Mac or Windows PC from your portable device.
Okay, well, if you can answer,
we leave that as Greg's an exercise question. For the viewer.
Yes, yeah, we'll leave it to you. Leave it to the internet, Megan@twit.tv or Megan Maroney. If you know of a great way to control your iPad with your iPhone, help Greg. Help us help Greg. I've got one more tip. I don't know if you've seen this. This is not necessarily an iOS tip, but it does have to do with the Amazon Echo app on your iPad or your iPhone. Have you seen these routines?
No.
Amazon has introduced routines.
Routines, not tasks.
Routines. So routines is in the settings. So it's with, you know, reminders and alarms and routines. Just hit routines and then you can create a routine. So I have Alexa start my day. Sorry, I just started everyone's day. And I can have it report traffic, play the news, turn on living room TV. So I could add, I'm going to control that. I can change it to Alexa. Leo is amazing. And then it would just, I would say that, and it would do all of these things, and I can add to them if I want to add an action. So if you have your smart home all set up, all I have is my living room TV on my Amazon Echo. But if you wanted to add apps to that, you can do that there.
I do think just, that is really going to be.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the home automation solution for most people is going to end up being an Amazon Echo device.
I know, because you gave me those Hue apps that we were playing with last week.
The lights.
Yeah, Hue lights. And I'm going to, because the hub doesn't work with HomeKit, so I might be switching to, I have Echoes in every room. I have iPhones in every room.
You could get an updated hub.
Mm-hmm, I could. Couldn't
you?
I thought of that. Yes.
You could.
But so these routines are great. Like I want them to add more things. I think that they will add more features soon. But the routines. So if you have certain routines you want to do, you can do those. And so, yeah, add an action. What are you doing over there?
I'm seeing if I can use TeamViewer to control my iPad from my iPhone.
All right, then.
Okay. Okay, is that okay with you?
Yes.
Let's see. I want to control the remote. So let's see. I want to. See, I know you can use TeamViewer to control a desktop computer, but I got the somebody. I said you could use it to control your iPad from your Mac. This is free. It's worth a try anyway. But I have to play with it more. I don't know what I'm going to do about an app cap. I'm already wearing a big hat. Well, shall I switch anyway?
Well, I think John picked this hat out because it sort of matches the blue dress that Wonder Woman
wears. It's pretty good.
When she dresses up.
I'm going to pay no attention to my hair.
That should be your app cap right there.
My hair?
Can we get a close-up of that?
Hey, knock it off. I got hat hair.
Now we know who Kevin listens to when it comes right down to it.
Yeah. Kevin.
I don't say no.
Kevin knows who the boss is.
Perfect. That is perfect.
I'm ready. Well, and with it, I have to wear my special T-Mobile cape. This was part of the T-Mobile Tuesday. It was a giveaway last. Now I'm ready to go flying. Why do we do this to ourselves?
Well, we wear caps because it's app cap time, our favorite app of the week. And I already promised that my app would turn your activity app on your Apple Watch and your iPhone into Wonder Woman's activity app. This is called Activity Plus Plus.
I like it that Wonder Woman's wearing a pillbox cap.
Right, because remember when she dresses up in the blue dress? I'm sure you can find video of that, Kevin. So here is
You're still trying activity to get Plus Kevin Plus. To do your bidding.
I know, I am. It's true. Activity Plus Plus. You know, Sleep Plus Plus and Pedometer Plus Plus. Same guy. This, you can do many things with this app. Here is all of my activity going back in time to for all time since I've had an Apple Watch. And usually you just have the simple rings, but here I can see everything that I did. So I can see exactly when I was standing up, when I was exercising. And it also does streaks. So here you see I have a 4-day streak. Here I had a 4-day streak. And what I like about the streaks is that you're allowed to have one rest day. With the activity app, normally it doesn't even give you a rest day. Like if you don't work out on a day, it you feel like a failure. I feel like a failure. But this is just adds a little bit more information. I can do a graph to see my average move is 593 calories. My best day was 1,346 calories. And I reached my goal 178 of 270 days, 66%. Not bad.
Nice.
So it's just a little more feature. So it's you can also change it from calories to kilojoules.
Kilojoules. I love that
word.
Yes.
Kilojoules. So look at look how many kilojoules
Man,
I burned.
That's why I always use kilojoules.
Yeah, exactly. It makes you feel a lot more. A lot better.
Oh, so I like the animations. Plus, that's fun.
Yeah, the animations are nice. And so I can.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. You turn them all on, and it also has a Apple Watch app. Can you see that? Let's see. Activity Plus Plus. The Apple Watch gives you a little bit. Oh, zero. Sometimes I've noticed that it doesn't. Yeah, there it goes. So there's my activity for the day. It's just a little bit different. The regular activity app just looks a little plainer like that.
Do you remember the cute little app that we used to, that I recommended one?
It's very difficult, even more than normal, for me to take you seriously.
here I am to save the day.
I'm Team
Mobile Man.
Or if you're having lobster, you just turn this around and
exactly.
It's a great bid.
Both of ours could do that.
I don't want to give T-Mobile a plug, but boy, that'll keep you.
Where's the lobster?
That'll keep you clean. I'm at a clam bake. I got my clam bake hat on. So the folks who did Red Herring sent me an email saying, you know, I know you liked Red Herring a lot. It was a fun word game. We got a new one. Tiny crosswords. Tiny, tiny crosswords. Tiny little crosswords. Now, I love crossword puzzles. I know you do, too.
I do.
They're fun.
I am a fan. I'm not as good at them as you are.
This is a little different. Because they're tiny. And by the way, you get the first 50 free. So it's a free app with in-app purchases. But you know, puzzle packs are $1 for 50 more puzzles. And so I've done a few. Let's do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you're given a set of letters. It's kind of like Hangman a little bit. And so...
no clues?
No. There is a hint button you can press. You can earn hints. But I prefer to do it without. I think A-G-L-E-S.
Whoa.
How about that? And then you know that you got it, right?
R-E-M.
R-E-M, right? And then A-C-D-C. Whoops.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's you know what? They're simple and short, which is, but they can be hard. Requires wind. Well, Leo would be one. Maybe not requires, provides. Anyway, you get the idea. These are really, and you know, we could start. I could show you
you did that one.
The ones I've done. Yeah, starts pretty easy, but as you can see, it can get harder and harder. It's all Greek to me. Oh, be Greek letters. I think pi, right?
Yeah.
Would have to be the 2-letter one, mm-hmm. Pi. And it does give you that little. Oh, you got that one right thing. So.
Alpha.
Beta. Alpha. I think you're right. And Alpha. My old friend from high school, Alpha. There you go. Look at that. So this is fun. It's free. 50 free puzzles, then a buck for additional puzzles. This is called Tiny Little Crosswords. Love it. From the Blue Ox Family Games. I think these are just, I really get the sense it's just like some people who just, you know, it's not like a big developer or anything, which I like. I like. Mm-hmm. And scroll down a little bit there, Kevin, because they have a pack that you can buy them all. Maybe you can, I mean, they're 99 cents for additional ones, but maybe in the in-app purchases up above there's no like $5 to buy everything. I guess not. No. But I as long as we're talking, and I've mentioned this before, I do love crosswords, and the best crossword puzzle of app is on iOS. Whoops. Well, if you get the New York Times app, you get their daily mini crossword, which we've showed before, remember? But let me do this again.
So, no, do you time yourself and everything when you do this?
These time you automatically. I don't really pay that much attention, but if you care about that.
My dad cares.
Yeah. So he's a crossword puzzle fan.
Mm-hmm. He compares his stats week by week.
Yeah, the New York Times crosswords will give you your, you don't even have to do it. They will tell you how you've done. You do have to pay for a subscription. I bought a pack of minis. So we've talked about the minis before, which are take you about 2 minutes to solve. They're very quick. But I am a big fan of the midis, which are still probably 4 minutes, 5 minutes. You see the timer. But is really nice for, you know, when you're on a commute or just, you know, you want a quick little puzzle. And it's very satisfying. Mm-hmm.
When I'm droning on and your music runs out. And
yeah.
You just do a little crossword.
Yeah, tea with tapioca balls. That's Bobo, right?
Oh.
Boba. Boba. So, actually, I don't know if that's right because this is in this bend. I don't know. Raise as in morale. These are hard.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't, though. It just depends. Anyway, I am... I'm going to give you a twofer. Get the Crosswords app from the New York Times. That's fabulous. And then and both of these are free and get some free puzzles. There you go, New York Times crossword. And you get some free puzzles. And then it's all, I love the little tiny little crosswords. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you just want a quick game, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you want a word game. And sometimes you want a lobster.
We have done it again. We have filled your brains with all the iOS knowledge that we have and then some that we didn't have. And thank you for joining us. Subscribe to the show, twit.tv/iOS. Email me, megan@twit.tv. Email Leo @megan@twit.tv. You can find me on Twitter @MeganMaroney. And, come back next week.
Every Tuesday, 11 a.m. No, I'm sorry, 9 a.m. See, there's the confusion. 9 a.m. 9 a.m. That's early. Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. That'd be 1700 UTC. Next week, actually, it'll be 1800 UTC. Because this is it for us on Daylight Saving Time. As of next week, we will be back to Standard Time. And now... People, I know you're going to tell me, but UTC never changes, doesn't adhere to saving or summertime. I know, but we do. So we're going to move the show, not for us, but in effect, in relative. As Einstein once said,
you can watch whenever you want.
A minute on a hot stove can seem like an eternity, but a minute with a pretty girl can seem like iOS today. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. On iOS today, I can't throw this at.
Can I throw this at?
Yes.
There we go. Thank you,
Blue
Kevin.
Dress for Wonder Woman. I haven't seen the movie yet.
You haven't? Nope. What? What? What?
Gal Gadot. I hate comic book movies, but I hear this is a very good one.
It is really
Hi, Sam.
Good.
Nice to see you. And and Daniel from New Zealand. We've got somebody from the UK and somebody from New Zealand. We should sing God Save the Queen.
Should we?
No. God save her. Should I wear... Now, here's the real question. Should I wear this for Mac Break Weekly or not?
Find out if everybody else is wearing a costume.
Right, because I bet they're not.
Renee!
Renee's running to his closet now to get a costume. because he says, I don't want to. Oh, you know what I did, of course? Lost my cap. Wow, what's that? Oh. She's got a sword up her
dress. Back her dress, in the back of her dress. That's why I want, I have a plastic sword and then I could go.
Okay, I wouldn't really trust that person very much.
Who?
A woman with a sword down her back?
Wonder Woman? If you you can only trust Wonder Woman. You really
She's a good person?
Yes, more than anyone.
More than anyone you can trust Wonder Woman?
And she doesn't have any
sarcasm. Any hidden motives?
No.
Oh, because she comes from an island where they don't have sarcasm.
They don't have men.
Sarcasm hasn't been invented yet. Oh, they don't need sarcasm. They don't need it because they don't have men.
Exactly.
So now women are going to be carrying these swords?
Everywhere,
actually. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.